Here's a real short piece that I wrote several years ago. I had hoped that I could make it into a real long piece, as it rightfully deserves. But I thought it would be good to go ahead and record it at this time. It's called Chicano Veterans as Role Model in War and Peace. In my opinion, it would take a novel like Tolstoy's War and Peace to demonstrate my belief. And for the most part, Chicano war veterans, who at least in terms of social action and their courage in war, have really set the foundation and created the idealism of what really in the long run became known as the Chicano social movement of the late, in 1960s, clear to the 70s, that made a tremendous impact in our society. It continues, as a result of that, we continue making strides, although it's time to really get a little more active. I know that it would take a talented Tolstoy type of person with all the researching and writing abilities to put a volume together to prove my point. But there was a writer in the 60s. In fact, I met him myself. He was a member of MAPA in East L.A. And he was born in Lockhart, Texas. It had been in World War II. His name was Raul Morin. And he published this book in 1963 called Among the Valiant. And it was a book that had documented accounts of some of the stories of Mexican-American servicemen who had been in combat during World War II and really got started in the right direction of a war and peace novel. Raul Morin planted the seeds first because he put in print the incredibly courageous actions of Mexican-American men who formed in battle and had won them Medal of Honors and all kinds of other medals for bravery. Many of them posthumously. These stories and countless more that he was not able to note would make great chapters and full-length movies or books. There's the story of Company E, which was an all-Chicano infantry company of the 141st Regiment of 36th Texas Division. That would make a great novel, though one would have to question why was it decided that it should be a segregated all-Mexican unit. According to Morin, a good thing about it was that it created opportunity for Chicanos to become officers, which meant that they didn't have an equal chance to become officers leading all American troops, non-Latinos, which is another huge untold story in Chicano history. They were the founders of modern-day Chicano-Latino social movements. They were the first generation of Mexican-Americans to evoke in mass the principles of democracy, which were based on the ideals of the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They were the first to evoke the power inherent in the ballot box and the first to demand democratic proportional representation, a movement in which is well on its way, though it's still far from being realized fully. And while some Latinos might tend towards looking up to the heroes of U.S. corporate America and media stars, role models, historically their real role models can be found among Raul Morin's generation. In the final four precious pages of Among the Valiant, chapter 17, Morin explains how they were moved to take social action by citing the questions that returning Chicano veterans were asking. How could we have played such a prominent part in the American war and now have to go back living as outsiders as before. How come? How long have we been missing out on the benefits derived for being an American citizen? Why are we left behind out of government and policy making? Why is it we never had a voice? These veterans organized and made important contributions, became role models for the Korean and Vietnam War veterans who continue to make positive contributions, along with a few remaining World War II Chicano veterans who are still active, and with the new generations who, thank God, never had to go to war.